Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The sin does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." Now, as Jesus speaks here, it's important to note he says this is to Jews who had believed him. So it's a specific audience. And this is a reference back to yesterday's passage, verse 30, where it says many who believed in him, believed in Jesus, like after his discussion with the Pharisees. And here Jesus tells them, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." And when he says this, is that when you're trusting in my words, like trusting what I'm saying, then you're my disciples. But when he says this is not about theology or like intellectual orthodoxy. It's not about understanding something mentally or intellectually. It's living, abiding in the words of eternal life that Jesus speaks. And so when Jesus says this, if you know this truth, if you're living in this truth will set you free. Verse 32 here is one of the more famous verses of the Bible, and it's probably the most misused verse from the Bible, especially in popular culture for some reason. And when I've heard this reference in movies and TV shows, but this verse is referenced in popular culture, and they use this idea of like being set free, the truth setting you free. It's often used as being like enlightened or in attaining to some intellectual high of some sort. Interestingly enough, Jesus' audience here also doesn't seem to understand what this passage means either, because their response is, "How can you say that we will be free? We've always been free. We've been enslaved to no one, right? Because we're sons of Abraham." What's happening here? What they're saying is, as offspring, as sons and daughters of Abraham, they've never been enslaved to anyone. In a sense, if like in our country, it would be saying like this: "This is we're Americans. This is the land of the free. We're not slaves to anyone." This is ethnic pride, is what these Jews are responding to Jesus with. They're putting pride in their heritage and their lineage and saying, we're proud Jewish people. We're not slaves to anybody. How can you say that we'll be free?" Jesus clarifies that. And he says, "Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." You see, Jesus isn't talking about like political freedom or freedom from oppression or political oppression or whatever. He's talking about freedom from sin, from the bondages of sin. And so what Jesus is saying is that if you know the truth, if you know me, if you're abiding in my words, you'll be set free from the bondage of sin and judgment and shame. But Jesus also responds to them, to that ethnic pride part of it. And he's saying, "I know you're sons of Abraham." Like Jesus recognizes in verse 37, "I know that you're offspring of Abraham." But he says, "Yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you." And what he's kind of saying here is that what good is it if you're sons of Abraham? What good is your heritage or ethnic lineage if you don't know the truth of what I'm saying? And then in verse 38, it's very, very telling. He says, "I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." What Jesus is getting at here is that Jesus, he speaks, and he's speaking words of truth, and that comes from his father. That's why he's doing what he's doing. But then he's saying to his audience here, "You're doing what you are doing because of what you learned from your father." In a sense, he's saying, it doesn't matter if Abraham was your father, because he was not actually really your father. He's not actually your father. And we'll talk about this more tomorrow, but that's not what Abraham would have taught you to do. And what Jesus is kind of intimating at here, and one thing that we have to get kind of what is implied in this passage, is that their faith, the faith of this Jewish people that Jesus is talking to, it's about their ethnic pride. It's about their lineage and history. It's about their family, their clan. It's like tribal. But it's not about God. Because if it was about God, they would listen to the words of Jesus right here. These Jewish people, they were, for, understandable reasons, right? They're very proud of their ethnicity, right? They're really proud of their heritage and culture. And they're holding on strong and very tightly to that. But they did so in such a way that it wasn't about God. It wasn't about following him. And that made them, in a sense, slave to sin, blind to Jesus being the light of the world. For us, then, the question for us is, are we free or are we slaves? Are we slaves to sin or has Jesus set us free? Because if the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. We are free if we trust in Jesus. And the harder questions we need to ask ourselves is our faith, is our relationship with Jesus, is it about our family? Or is it about our community even? Is it about the people around us? Like, do we like the people in our church or the people we grew up with, our families? Or is it about Jesus? Is it about following him and abiding in him and knowing his love and his grace and mercy, being in relationship with him? What is it about? And that's a challenge, I think, for all of us. Because we can take pride in, we can take, find comfort in our clan, in our tribe, in our ethnicity or pride of the people around us. But if that leads us away from God, then we're slaves to sin. We are going down the wrong path. So my encouragement for us here is that let's be set free by Jesus. Let's make our lives and our hearts about him. Our families are important. Our ethnicity is actually important. Our community, our church community, of course, is incredibly important. But Jesus should be at the center, the middle, the inside, outside. Jesus should be all, like everything about our whole lives. Let's pray that we can know that freedom, that joy of being with Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are good, and that you love us very much, and that you desire to set us free. Free from the bondages of sin, free from ourselves, free from the pain and the hurt and the shame that we have in our lives. And as you set us free, we accept this declaration that we are free indeed, that we are not slaves to sin anymore. Forgive us, God, because we forget about that freedom often, or we go back to being slaves, going back to being in sin, Lord. Forgive us for that. And may we remain, abide in your love. And be set free. We thank you, Jesus, for such mercy and grace. In your name we pray.